Yes. 19 to 34.
Genesis 25:19-34 says, "This is the account of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Padan Aram, and sister of Laban the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, 'Why is this happening to me?' So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, 'Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger.' When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out, with his hand grasping Esau's heel, and he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. He said to Jacob, 'Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished.' That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, 'First, sell me your birthright.' 'Look, I am about to die,' Esau said. 'What good is the birthright to me?' But Jacob said, 'Swear to me first.' So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright." Amen.
I'm not going to preach today because it's not a preaching day. It's a farewell day. Do you agree with me? We are here to say farewell to Samuel and our mom as they are going back to India. So I thought to myself, I'm not preaching today. I'll just say to my brother, I know he's senior in ministry than me. I remember when I first came to this church, I heard about their ministry in India. And then I followed their footsteps to become a minister. So the story that we've read today, there's one thing that I want to pick from there that will be my theme. Deception. Just that word. Deception. Those of you who are good in internet stuff, you know that on your laptop or your iPad or whatever it is, there is something they call a firewall. The firewall is the one that protects your computer or your laptop, whatever it is. It selects the information that is coming in. If information is not good, it blocks it. But if you don't have a firewall on your laptop or your computer, it's vulnerable to attacks. And sometimes it might even crash. Yes? Deception is like that as well. Because the story of Esau and Jacob tells us that very story of deception. If you carry on in chapter 27, you will hear the whole story how the mother and the young son cheated the blind father. Deception. If there was a firewall there, I think Esau could have been protected, or even the father. But anyway, my message this morning, Samuel, my brother, as you go back to India, is the church of Jesus has been now attacked by a lot of deception in the world we live in. You don't need to look far. Even within the church, you can wonder, is this a church of Jesus? There is a lot of deception that is going in. So my message that I want you to take to India is, we want to build a firewall around the Church of Jesus. To say no more to deception within the Church of Jesus. We want to stand up and shine and to be seen. We are a firewall against deception. In the book of Corinthians 1, chapter 3, verse 18 to 20, it says this: stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you are wiser by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the scripture says, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows they are worthless. Take the story of Jacob and Esau. If Esau had said, because God has given me the birthright of being the senior brother, I will remain principled, not because of a bowl of soup. Today, even the church, we have watered down even strong sins mentioned in the Bible. We've watered it down. Sin is sin. There is no way we can say the world has moved on now, we need to change this. This is no longer sin. We can accept that in the church. The firewall is damaged. There is a lot of deception in the church. Paul, in this text, he warned believers in Corinth. It's not happening for the first time. It has happened before. History repeats itself. So Paul warned those believers at that time. I'm also warning the believers this time. This is the message we want you to take to India. This attack happened before. It's coming again. Let's be prepared. Let's build a wall against the Church of Jesus, against deception, and protect the flock that is before us. Sometimes we see sin coming in because we are used to it. We smile. I know it's the thing of the moment. Really? It's not a thing of the moment. It is sin. It is sin. The second thing I want to draw from this story is that do not be deceived about excusing acts of wickedness. There's no excuse. Wickedness is wickedness. So, carry that message, my brother, as we lead the flock of Jesus. Paul again, he says here, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9, do not deceive yourself. If you are an evildoer, you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Simple. Simple. If you are an evildoer, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Right? We are in a trap. Catch 22. They say. Because we are tolerating what's happening, what's around us. And we move on with it. We are not even standing against sin. We are that firewall that has got to sift information coming into our laptops. This information is no good. Block it. But we are letting it coming in. The firewall has become weak. We need to be strong. The truth is, there is tragedy in deceit. Why do I say so? Do not be deceived about expecting unearned wages. In Galatians 6 verse 7, he says this: do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. Right? If you want to have a first degree, like my wife did, you've got to study. Okay? If you want a good retirement, you've got to save whilst you're still working. Right? If you want to lose weight, you've got to diet. Okay? If you want a dessert, you've got to have your meal first. You don't jump for the dessert before the main meal. Right? For a great relationship, you have got to put an effort. Someone said to me last week, he said, well, your daughter has got to bring his newly acquired boyfriend to the church for approval. That's an effort. Once she does that, that's an effort because she's really determined for her relationship. Finally, Samuel, go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Can someone read that to us, please? If you're on Isaiah 2, verse 1 to 3. No one? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
This is what Isaiah, son of Ezra, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as sheaves among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream into it, to it. Many people will come and stay. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his path. The Lord will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Let all people know, my brother, they need to come to Mount Zion to walk with the ways of the Lord that are against deception. So we need to come back to the house of the Lord. And that way, we'll be blessed. And that way, we'll pray and fight deception wherever we are. And finally, in the book of John chapter 10, it says this. Christ is the gate of the sheep, isn't it? Yes. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers. They are robbers and thieves who are stealing from the flock of God. We want to make sure that the firewall is strong so that the flock that has been entrusted in our hands, Samuel, is not stolen. They mustn't give in to deception of this world. This world is not our home. Our home is above in the sky. And the Lord Jesus himself, he said, I will come back and take you so that you can be with me where I am. Samuel, as you go back to India, keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Protect the church of Jesus Christ, which is vulnerable to attacks today. And we have let it go. It's lukewarm. Sin has become normality, even to believers. So, let's build that firewall against the flock that has been entrusted in our hands. Deception is not part of what we believe in. We want to get rid of deception. We need to guard against the thieves and robbers who are stealing from the flock of Jesus. We'll pray together as a church as we finish.